Yeah, this is Rich Pav going to work. This is January 5th. It's the first day of work after vacation. And I'm running a little late this morning. I was up last night. I figured last night around, 9:30, 10 o'clock, I figured I would shit out a video as quickly as possible. And so I chose the video that I took during New Year's at Grandpa's house across the alley when we were having our New Year's, not dinner, but lunch, of osechi, which is the... Osechi is the kind of food that you eat in New Year's. It's not one specific kind of food. It's more like a genre of foods that you eat only during New Year's. There's just all kinds of stuff. People don't really make osechi anymore because it takes a long time, so you usually buy it pre-made. You can get it at a department store in a set box, or you can buy the stuff separately at a supermarket and just put it together yourself. And it's usually a lot of food. It's not a lot of food in the American and probably Western European sense, where like you have one big mother of a turkey. It's a lot of little stuff, and it's prepared. It's not easy to prepare, so that's why people buy it. And all I did was I just started shooting. I was walking to the house and then went in the house and then sat down for lunch. And then, so I just ripped the whole piece of video to the computer from the camera and then went through it and listened to the different conversations, picked out the most interesting ones, or the ones that would be most interesting to people who want to learn Japanese, and put it together in a way that sounded like a story. And then subtitled it. And subtitling, Jesus, it takes just forever to put subtitles on a movie. And I don't know if that's just the way it is, and if I'm gonna subtitle, I'm just gonna have to suck it up. Or if it's because I'm using Microsoft Windows Movie Maker. Whoa. I'm standing in the middle of the street here with cars coming in either direction. Okay, now I'm safe. It's just about to become roadkill. Or if it's because I'm using Windows Movie Maker on a sort of slow computer, and working off the timeline is just really, really slow because the computer's not fast enough, or my drive's not fast enough. I don't know what. I finally figured out why it was playing, or how to fix the problem with it playing video too slowly. I guess I'll talk tech just a little bit. I have a USB, not a USB card, a PCI card that has USB 2.0, FireWire, Ethernet, and some other port. I never figured out what it was. It's all in one card. And whenever I put the card in, my graphics card, and I don't know, ATI 9200 SE, I think, slows down a whole lot. I take the card out, it's all better. So I tried everything except for one thing. I tried switching the cards around in different slots. I upgraded the video driver, did all kinds of things, hours and hours and hours of tinkering, trying to figure it out. Finally figured out what the problem was. I forgot that this Uber card that has all the stuff on it has its own set of drivers. So I went to the website. It's called a Sugoi card. Went to the website and found out that there was an upgrade from version 1.0 of the drivers to 1.01. Installed that and it fixed itself. And I was just about to buy a new computer. or a new CPU and motherboard to fix it, so I've put that off temporarily. But still, it would be easier to edit video. It would be a lot faster if I got a faster CPU. But before I do that, before I spend a whole lot of money, because I've already spent way too much money on this hobby, man, you guys are getting a lot for free, because I'm footing a bill. I do have a PayPal link. I didn't want to remind you that. I'm gonna try out some other video editing software to see if I can make it to see if it works a little faster than what I'm using now as Windows Movie Maker. And it's really pissing me off that you're getting those bursts of static every time there's a cut between two clips, or now I see it showing up every time that I put a new every time that I add a subtitle. When the new subtitle shows up on the video, there's a little burst of static. And if I export the video to Windows Movie, what is it? MWMV 9? I forget what it stands for. Whatever the Microsoft format for video is. If I export it to that, it doesn't happen. But if I export it to the DV format, which is what DV cameras save videos in. It's not uncompressed, it's actually compressed. If I use that compression scheme, I get that static. And that's really pissing me off, putting that much time in a video and having some sort of technical glitch mess it up. So, yeah, I'm getting there. I'm just, you know, it's when little stuff goes wrong, that's when the perfectionist comes out of me. If there's a little tiny problem, I can't rest until I get it fixed. Which is probably good in some senses. Like, you know, if you're designing airplanes or space shuttles, it's good to be a perfectionist, but other times it gets in the way. That's what I like. That's what I like best about my boss. He's the complete opposite of me when it comes to that. He doesn't let little things get in the way. He doesn't let fear drive a wedge between what he wants to do and actually doing it. And those are my weaknesses. So if I do have a New Year's resolution, it's going to be to get over that. Yeah. So just real quickly, something else I wanted to talk about. If you're doing, or if you're interested in doing a video blog, you should check out blip.tv, which is what I'm using to host the video files right now. It's still in beta, and there's a problem that I found out this morning, which made me late. When you upload a video to blip.tv, you can cross-post to your blog. So you write the post at blip.tv, and you specify the video file that you want to upload, and push the button, and it'll upload it to blip.tv. It'll also send it over to your blog at the same time. So when I finished doing the video last night at 20 of 3, I just pushed the button and went to bed, and when I woke up, I found out that it did cross-post, but it didn't create the enclosed tag, so the video didn't get into my RSS feed. And turns out that FeedBurner, it's just the other thing I'm using for my RSS feed, is throwing errors and it's not updating, so I don't know if the video showed up in my RSS feed or not. All right, I'm at work, so, and I'm late. Shit, 15 minutes late. All right, so that's where it ends it. I'm just going to upload this. Talk to you later. Bye.